got a text! Hi guys, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am going to talk about the first 2 weeks of Love Island Season 8. And if you hear anything in the background, it's raining outside. I actually love rain. Love it. So let's start from the beginning. Let's start with the whole cast. We have Beatrice, Melanie, Sincere, Trinity, Casey, Anaya, Bryce, Sean, Kenzie. And that's our main people. I saw a lot of people have issues with the fact that everybody was kissing each other in the first, like, recoupling. I have no problem with that. Kissing, like, if you're single and the other person's single, kiss. I'm all for PDA. I don't think that's a big deal. I think a lot of people are upset because it's like, well, kissing outside of a challenge has always been a big deal. And I'm like, New Year. Also, remember, the majority of people this year are the I generation, as I call them, aka Gen Z. So they move differently. And what I also was like, wow, compared to me and the Islanders this year, and I'm talking about for USA, I feel old. Like, I'm more like, again, I'm born in the 90s, more in the like group of the late 20s, early 30s group. And to like find out like the majority of the cast is beginning of 20s, more close to being a teenager than being in their 20s, is like, okay, all right. I also saw someone comment on Twitter being like, guys, these are their ages, so go back to like when you were that age. And then there's some of the things that I'm like, even at that age, I did not do that or act that way, especially with guys. And nowadays, I'm like, guys are not that important for you to be like, ah, like that energy. Like, the only energy like that I was like, I will get to specifically what I'm talking about in a few, is when it has to deal with like a celebrity guy that I'm going to see in concert, like the Jonas Brothers or One Direction, is when I act like that. So like, I understand they're in their early 20s, and like I said, I am giving grace for that. But I also think it's very interesting the fact that there are two guys that are 29 years old, and there's no, like, I know us women, we mature quicker than men. Our frontal lobe matures at 25 when guys is 27. I understand that. But I would also like to see like more girls that are in the second half of their 20s as well. Because what I'm seeing is like all the girls are in the first half, and then we have two guys that are 29. So to continue on with this, I feel like this season, except for like a couple bits of each episode, it's pretty boring. And I see a lot of people saying that too. There's like, oh, this challenge is what made this episode exciting. Or this thing is what, oh, this is messy. Oh, cool. All right. This is messy, but bad messy. But I'm like, okay, I'm intrigued. And then it's like, okay. And I don't, and they said like, a lot of people thought like, oh, okay. Because a lot of, the islander says, oh, I'm gonna get bring the mess, the drama. And some of them, yes, they have. Some of them, not as much. It's here, there, or the other. Okay. So, on day one, here are the couples. We have Beatrice with Sean. We have Melanie with Sincere. We have Trinity with Bryce. We have Anaya with Casey. And we have Kenzie. Sorry, I was trying to find his name. We have Kenzie with Zach. There we go. And Zach is the younger brother. Of Charlie. And I'm not gonna go, oh, this, who I like, who I prefer is, I'm not gonna do that. All I'm gonna say is all the women, since the beginning of time, I feel like every Love Island, all the women are gorgeous, baddies, great. And then there's seasons that it's like, these women deserve more cuter guys. I don't know why they're saying these guys are cute when I don't get it. I don't see it. But what I will say is, with the five guys, I like Sean's personality. I love his personality. He has a great personality. The first bombshell that came in, the first two bombshells that came in were Kata and Gabe, and they bombshelled really good. And then all the bombshells that have came in so far have done their job as bombshells. They've done a really good job. Corbin did a good job being a bombshell. Soy did, Caleb did, Cameron did, and Jen did. Like, all the bombshells have done what their job as a bombshell needs to do. They did phenomenal. So, like I said, I had nothing wrong, no ill intention or bad blood with all the making out and everything like that. I just think, like I said, all the girls I love, I have no issues with. Like, I have no, like, hate or beef or anything like that with. Just how some things were handled, I think should have been handled better. I love Beatrice. She's hilarious. And all the, like, jokes, how she could make fun of, like, her leg and be like, oh, yeah, but I have no leg. I'm like, I love that. I love how she doesn't, like, let her disability or her not having a leg affect her in any way. Love that completely. completely and utterly love that. Adore it. It's great. One thing I do think that Beatrice should have done was when Sean told her, she told everybody they had a kid, and when we find out that like a dude having a kid is a deal breaker, I believe she should have told him that that was an issue, because when they were doing the on red or on green thing, he could have been like would more understand why she didn't step on green. And I understand the like, oh, you want to explore, continue to explore, that makes sense. But also like, communication is important, and you should have told him that him having a kid was a deal breaker. And Sean ended up being like the first person to leave. Was it sad? Because I know he was there for the right reason, and he was so nice. Like I said, I loved Sean's personality, and I'm sorry that he didn't find someone to connect with. I think that him and Kenzie were cute together, and I would have liked them to explore more with each other and to couple up, because I feel like they would have meshed really well. Because Sean treated Kenzie really, really well. And what I've saw with Kata and I keep forgetting his name. Oh my gosh. I don't know why I keep forgetting his name. But I keep forgetting his name. Yeah, sorry about the background. Again, like I said, it's raining outside. Yeah, Kata and Zach. They were very cute together. I could see them lasting a long time too. I understand. There's one thing that I don't agree with what the internet has been saying. And people are like, oh, well, Kenzie, Zach said he's not into you. Okay? But, so you should have known that he wouldn't be on green. And what I'm gonna say is, to us, the audience, Zach has said, oh, he's not going to pursue things. He's looking for someone else. If he has a chance to like couple up with someone else, he'll do it. He didn't say that at all to Kenzie. The only thing he has done, which is a thing that I hate guys doing completely, which is rude and disrespectful and hurtful, is, I'm not into you. I've never dated a blonde. Okay? He's into darker features. And while we're talking about tall, dark, and handsome, I think some people are confused with the term tall, dark, and handsome. It's not a race thing. It's not meaning like you want to date, because what I saw online was like people being confused. It doesn't mean you want to date a tall, dark-skinned person, like, or like you want to date a black guy. That's not what the term means. What the term means is tall, dark, and handsome. It means you prefer guys with darker features. like a tall guy with darker features, which means like a guy with black hair or brown hair, or a girl with black hair or brown hair. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that you're into black men or men with darker, that are darker looking. And I feel like a lot of people think that's what it means. And I'm like, no, that's not what it means. It means you like darker features. That could mean, like, because you could be a black man and then you dye your hair blonde. And because of that, that a girl's not attractive to you because you don't have the dark, darker feature, as in, like, black or brown hair. So it has more with, like, to do with, like, your features and stuff like that. Anyway, getting back into it, like I said, like, the first episode, I feel like it brought drama, but at the end, when it came to, like, the bombshells took them away. And I feel like this whole season, not that much. There's been dramas here or there at the end or a part of the episode, but the season so far is not like, oh, if I miss an episode, I'd be like, what did I miss? Let me stay off of social media. Like, it's like on the edge of your seat. I'm not feeling that. I'm feeling like, oh, okay. And then, like, at the end or some point of the episode, it gets interesting. But I do love the part that, like, the bombshells took them away and then got to know each other. I knew that Trinity and Bryce would both be on red because I just see friendship. I don't see the connection there. And plus, Bryce said I'm not looking at their ages at the moment, but like Trinity is like 21, 22. And the thing is with Trinity specifically, she has a baby face. I have a baby face, so I get it. But she looks younger than that. Like, her look-wise, she looks like she's still in high school. And I appreciate her saying, like, I don't think you're robbing her from her youth. You're not 40, my guy. Sorry. You're not 40. So, I get you're 29 and she's 21, 22. So there's like a 7-year age gap. And if it's bothering her, I believe she would tell you. She doesn't seem like someone that's going to not tell you something at all. But yeah, like, so the end of the first episode was, in my opinion, what was very interesting. The second episode, we have the bombshells going on dates. I thought it was very funny when Bryce was like, oh, my turn to kiss. And Kata was like, no, not tonight. I could automatically tell from there that Kata was going to pick Zach. And I saw the chemistry and I saw that, oh yeah, they're each other's types. And how Bryce had to, the only way to kiss her was like, oh, if I win the cornhole, that's how I'll get a kiss from that. At the end of the episode, there was a recoupling and then Sean got voted off. And I think what should have happened, in my opinion, because Trinity and Bryce were not picked, I think they should have been vulnerable as well and automatically be put back together, in my opinion. And then they had a new bombshell come in the episode after that. And then after the new girls, like, they should have extended the dumping, because I think maybe they'll last, but I still feel Trinity and Bryce as a friendship couple, and they're looking for better people that would match them, in my opinion. Okay, so Corbin comes in. He came in the challenge. My girl Kenzie trying to find a connection, that someone to connect with, and this is before like the dumping. And I love how Bea was like, "Oh, Kenzie should talk to Corbin first because Kenzie's single," and Melanie goes straight at it, and I'm like, I know they didn't tell Melanie, but I'm like, read the room. You're already in a couple with Sincere. Why are you trying to go over and try to get with the bombshell? It's not, you're in a good, healthy ish couple. Like, why are you trying to mix things up? And I liked what Beatrice was saying about, like, Melanie with the bombshell, you were being too much. There's other incidents that you were being overly excitable. And it happens again later on as well. Because a lot of people were saying, well, Beatrice, you didn't give examples of how she was doing it. And I'm like, the next episode, it was shown straight in our face when Caleb came in as a bombshell, that she's doing too much now that any of the other girls see. And I don't know if Melanie completely likes Sincere, because why are you acting that way? And another thing is, with Sincere, he was talking to Anaya, and when he was talking to Anaya, he was like, my friends always told me, you can't love, like, sorry, not love, you can't like a, like, or love, doesn't matter, a girl more than she likes and loves you. And I'm like, I've never heard that ever in my entire life. What I have heard is from anyone I know is, girls shouldn't be liking a dude more than he likes her, because we're supposed to be chased and stuff like that. But I feel like I said, this is a new generation of men, and men nowadays are acting different, that they want to be pursued and they want princess treatment and all those stuff and the others. And the only thing I have an issue with when it comes to Melanie is when they had that sleepover challenge and she got to Sincere, and Sincere's the only guy there that has long hair, and you know before the challenge his hair was in a bun, so you know when you got to Sincere that it was Sincere. But I guess she wanted to kiss every guy there, which is fine, it's a challenge, it is what it is. But why are you playing ping pong? Why are you going to Sincere? Then you went to Corbett. And to And this is where I am. It's going back and forth. She was going back and forth, back and forth. Is this who's... I knew she knew which one was sincere. But, like, girl, why are you going back and forth and back and forth like that? You're fully disrespecting him. And I have a big thing on respect. I don't know why you were disrespecting him. He hasn't disrespected you at all. And also, don't make me be in the side of a guy ever. Guys are, a lot of them are trashy. And this is the point. When the two bombshells, they were like, oh my god, acting too much, acting like men that annoy me. And I'm like, yes. And I like when TikToker that was like, oh, when the male bombshell came in, it humbled the men. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. You're not that hot. You're not that, all that. Settle down, boys. Settle down. Exactly. Settle down. Settle down. Thank you. Because they were doing too much. They were too excited. But, like, going back to the Melody thing, I was like, okay, you kissed them all, that's it. You know which one is sincere. You didn't have to respect them like that. Do you actually like sincere? And it found out that Caleb was not even her type when, her type, because she was, when Caleb came in, she was like, oh my god, like, so excited. And it find out, oh, she was doing that for Kenzie. I'm like, no, I don't think you were doing that for Kenzie, because I didn't see you go over to Kenzie and shake her or anything and be like, oh my gosh, Kenzie. But girl, I felt like you were doing too much. Like, you're disrespecting him for what reason? I don't think he did anything to you, to the point that, like, a lot of people are like, we need to have Soy go with sincere. Cause girl, I've never in my whole entire life when I saw a boy that I like act that way. The only time I've done it has been male celebrities at their concerts. I've acted that way when I was at the Jonas Brothers concert. I've acted that way at the One Direction concert. But I've never, like I said, I haven't really met a lot of celebrities. I've only met one, but I've never acted that way. So I'm like, okay, you're doing too much. Like, a lot of people were like, it's like she was in an all-girls school and it's the first time she's seen a dude. But what, for me, how it looked like, it was like a girl dog on heat. Or you know how some girls, when they're on their period, become really horny? That's what it looked like to me. I was like, girl, calm down. Girl, calm down. Like, even Kenzie wasn't acting like that. And that, and Caleb is her type. Like, huh? Like, now we're going back to having problems. I know Sincere talked to you before being like, how you're acting is not okay. And I feel like you might lose him. And I get it. You have trust issues. But, like, unless we're seeing something and Sincere isn't being sincere, which I feel like his name says something, then why are you acting like that? There is no reason to. Unless, like, again, the producers are telling you to do that, which to make the episode interesting, because they might be seeing like, oh, this episode is boring, let's tell Melanie to act this way, because that's the only reason why I think you would be acting this way. And a lot of people are comparing other islands to other seasons. Stop doing that. Everybody's different. And going back to, a lot of people are saying this is like the Huda and Jeremiah thing, and I'm like, no it's not. I've always been team Huda. Jeremiah's a love bomber. He also proved it again at after the Villa, that he's a love bomber. He did that to Andrina. He's a love bomber. He's the problem. I was all for Huda calling him a bitch, because as someone that has had a love, was dating a love bomber, I hate love bombers. I also hate gaslighters as well. They need to be called out. And I think Jeremiah was never called out before. And then he's dated girls like me that just let it go or just brought it up after they finished dating him. But no, Jeremiah was the problem. I never liked Jeremiah. And I believe a lot of people, if they were put in this situation, especially in an environment that's very high pace, very stressful, it's so hot, buggy and everything, they would act that way. So, yeah, Huda could have done things differently. But she wasn't the problem. It was Jeremiah. And when when the vote was to separate, what I hate was people were like, oh yeah, we finally set them separated and it was to help Jeremiah. Hell no, it wasn't to help Jeremiah. If you were, whatever. But like, again, we can agree to this. For me, I voted to separate them for Huda, because Huda deserves something better. I don't care if people are against me with this. But Jeremiah, go get therapy. Stop love bombing. Stop what you're doing. Because for me, Jeremiah is the problem and always was the problem. I think what I saw in the episode after that is Sincere talked to Melanie and said that he felt disrespected how she acted this way, and she apologized for it. And I love the phrase actions speak louder than words, and I'm like, yes, actions do speak louder than words. Melanie, you have to like prove it to him that you're trying to change. I understand you have trust issues. And the one thing she did not bring up, which she told the boys, is that she has trust issues. You should have brought that up to Sincere, that you have trust issues. Because he hasn't left out any details. He told you that him and Soy kissed. And at that point, she was not happy and left. But he hasn't done anything behind your back. Plus, you guys are still open. And another thing that, like, really annoyed me was when Zach told Kaya that... Sorry, Kaida. Sorry. When Zach told Kaida that they were closed and then afterwards took it back, I was like, that's rude and disrespectful. And he was like, well, it's still early. I'm like, don't say stuff that you mean. This is what I mean. This is why men in general irritate me and get on my nerves. You guys say one thing and then you take it back, or you love bomb, or you gaslit. Like, that's what irritates me. And like I said, like, this season has the majority of younger people, like, closer being teenagers than being in their mid-20s. And I but, like, taking it back, saying one thing, doing another, saying something and then taking it back, that's, like, not all men, but a lot of them do that, no matter how old they are. So, but that really irritated me. And with Kata, I was like, when she was like upset about it, I completely agreed with it. Because I'm like, then why say it? Why say it? Have my hopes up, make me be on cloud 9, and then take it back. There's nothing wrong with, I know it's week 2, and it's bad to be like that on week, I don't think it is. That's part of it. You're closed off. You should have said something different that, I don't know. He was irritating me. He was 100% irritating me. With that comment. Who else? Oh! Casey! I think it's really good. Before I get to Casey, I think it's really good that, like, when I either don't find the guys attractive, a season of Love Island, or I like one or two, because then I'm more objective of them, and I'm especially with a season that's the majority are in their early 20s, closer to being a teenager than being in their 20s, I can commentate and say my opinion as someone that's older, been through it, and have a like outside view and not be biased or be like so, and then not be like how they said it in I'm trying to remember who specifically said it. How the first three who entered the villa, which was Anaya, Kenzie, and Trinity. By the way, Anaya and Kenzie are both from Atlanta. Said if any of them are, oh, and I believe Melanie was also in it too, if any of them are being the Lulu to say something. And I don't, me as an outsider, I'm like, okay, here's where the girls are being the Lulu. This, I don't think Kenzie at all was being the Lulu with when it came to Zach, because all he said is he never dated a blonde, and she's not his usual type. And then, but he told us he's for Kenzie, it's closed. He's not gonna do anything further with her. So he told us one thing. He told her another. We know the truth. She doesn't. And the thing is, just because you haven't dated a blonde doesn't mean it's not going to work. Just because she's not your normal type doesn't mean it's not going to work. You're going to try it. You might end up liking her. So, Zach, that was on you. That wasn't on Kenzie. And anyone that's saying it was on Kenzie and she was being a little, she knows she wasn't. This guy was feeding her lies. Like a lot of them do. Anyway. So, continuing on, and then I'm going to end this episode because it's getting long. Gabe and Beatrice end up coupling up. Gabe, just speak Spanish. If I know English is your third language and it can be hard to say what you want in English, especially things from different languages, like words from English, words in Spanish, French, Portuguese, etc., etc., you can't translate it properly in English. So if it's easier to just speak to Beatrice in Spanish, and say how you feel in Spanish. Just say that. They'll put the translation underneath. Just do it that. I also feel like you should ask her more questions. I also thought it was interesting that they both dated people 10, over 10 years older than them, like 18, 20. I was like, okay. That I thought was very interesting. Okay. So for them, age is just a number. Gabrielle, I'm gonna say this as someone that has dated Latino men. And when it came to Jen, he was like, have you ever dated a Latino? Which I'm like, and what I heard from Beatrice was Jen is his type. I had a question too while watching, and I was like, does Gabriel, does he only date Latina women? Like, what's his type? Does he date anyone? Da, da, da. And then hearing from Beatrice that Jen is his type, I was like, oh, is Beatrice his first Latina woman? I just had questions. I still have questions. But I thought it was cute that he was okay. I'm laughing because I'm going flashback. I think it's going back to the pillow challenge before I get to the next point and then end this. I thought when Caleb went to all the girls and started kissing them, and then I saw it too. He stopped for a second so he went to Beatrice, and then he stopped for a second and then went over off the bed. And when Gabe was like, I thought he was gonna kiss me, I started laughing. Because it didn't look like that. And I'm like, love is love, happy pride. If he was going to, that would be fun. And I thought it was like, again, happy pride. I thought it was a cool moment when Melanie kissed Trinity. But like I said, going back to the pill thing, Melanie, and when she went with the back and forth, I was like, I was gagged. So like I said, I feel like they're making Melanie the person that makes the season interesting, and like having us gag and be like, because the season's not that interesting. Now going back, now my last point, and then I'm ending this. When Gabe asked Jen, have you ever dated a Latino? For me personally, I have. But, like, I thought it was very interesting that the first sentence that he taught her in Portuguese was, look at me, smile, give me a kiss. And if that doesn't describe a Latino man trying to teach you Spanish, then I don't know what is. Because if you have a again, I'm just saying this as someone that has dated a Latino man, and I started laughing. But like how she was saying the first part, I'm like, that's not how he said it. But and then after that, after the lesson, she was like, yeah, I learned something today. I remember one thing you taught me. And she was like, hola, I'm a girlfriend. He didn't say hola at all in the lesson. But what I do think is something that I've noticed, again, from dating Latino men, is if they're teaching you Spanish, it's with some people, if they're not attracted to you, or if they're your friend, some people, they teach, the first word they teach you is like a curse word, which I'm like, that's not helpful. Don't start teaching people swear words. But if it's like, if you're dating a Latino man, specifically, the first couple of things they teach you is like something that is like beso or something like flirtatious, or like Gabe did, was look at me, smile, give me a kiss. And it's something like something for you to do that you would have to do, or they would have to do to you, meaning they, for them to give you a kiss or them give you a kiss. They are so flirtatious. That's why every time Gabe goes on, I'm like, okay, stop. Anyway, that's all I'm gonna go on with for today, because this is like long, me jabbering. I am planning, because since last season, there's have been a lot of pop-ups and watch parties in different restaurants, and things opening up for Love Island. I don't know why they started last season, but I'm good. I might be this week or next week or so one of these weeks going to one and reviewing how that's life, because I usually just watch Love Island with either by myself or with friends, and then we talk about it with each other. So I am going to go to one of the watch parties at some point this June, and I'll let you know how that is. And that will be the next podcast after this one. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye!